This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Good morning. So happy you set your dial right here to Tech Vibe Radio this Sunday morning. I'm Jonathan Kirsting. I'm with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. At the Tech Council, we love helping tech companies succeed, and even more, I love giving you a front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. And today is going to be a lot of fun because we are talking to Emily Francis from the Greater Pittsburgh Nonprofit Partnership. And they have their upcoming 2025 GPNP Summit. I'm always going to mess it up when I say it. And it's all around AI advocacy in action, and they're celebrating 20 years. Emily, I'm really happy to have you on the show today. So excited to learn about this summit because it's happening on, of course, December the 4th to the 6th. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited about this because it's convening here in Nova Place, the Nova Hood.
Right? The Nova Hood, yes.
That's so awesome. Before we jump into things, though, tell me about yourself. Of course, what you do with GPNP when you run the place. Mm-hmm. This is part of the Forbes Funds, which I think is fantastic. Tell me about yourself.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Proud Nova Hood member. We should get t-shirts. But I am really excited to be the director of GPNP more than anything else because the work that we do is so important to the many nonprofits in the Southwest PA region. And our main focus is advocacy on behalf of nonprofits, convening to make sure that everyone's up to date on the various things that are happening in the sector, affecting the sector, and then clued into conversations that are influencing our work many times without nonprofits even knowing it. So thinking about what's coming around the corner for, you know, workforce development or things for this region that we really want to get ahead of and make sure the sector is a part of creating the solution for.
I absolutely love it. And of course, you know, the Pittsburgh Tech Council being a nonprofit, we know the work you do is so important. So we've got a lot of nonprofits in town and we need your help. It's simple as that.
You.
So we're glad you're here and I'm very excited about the summit. And so the idea that you've been doing the summit for 20 years, first off, congratulations on 20 years of the summit. I mean, to show that kind of sustainability shows it's doing something very important when you get that many people showing up 20 years in a row. So, mm-hmm. A, that's a great celebration right there. But I love the theme of this, though. Everything around AI, policy, and collaboration, mm-hmm. and kind of cutting to what's working and what's not working, and just getting the best and the brightest out there to really just mind share, solve problems, and everything like that. So I just think the idea of doing this, and this is over 3 days. So this is, of course, happening in December
4th through 6th.
4th through 6th, which is like right around the corner.
It is.
Which is fantastic. And so the idea of bringing these folks together here at Nova, at the Nova Hood, which mm-hmm. I think is just fantastic. So, like, I mean, what inspired this theme for you guys this year? I mean, obviously, everyone's talking about AI and stuff, but you guys are taking this to this next level. It's not just like AI.
Right.
But it's really how it's impacting the nonprofits.
Yeah.
And finding where some of these pain points are and being able to help. So that I like that. Yeah.
That's the purpose of it. I think a lot of times, and I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but with innovation and tech, nonprofit organizations and the leaders those organizations are often the last considered when it comes to tech solutions or getting to be at the table where their solutions are designed. And we're really trying to combat that this year because for GPNP's perspective, I think that no solution can possibly be solved by one organization or entity, right? That's why I work at the Forbes Funds. That's one of our mantras, I should say.
Right.
And so with AI, there's this kind of forcing factor where tech is evolving and, you know, innovating and all these great things are happening. And we don't want nonprofits to have to catch up. The other thing that inspired this is actually back 24 months ago at the 2023 GPNP Summit, we actually debuted our relationship with SkillBuilder, which is one of our partners in the AI space. And they were talking about agentic AI as part of the closing keynote to that summit. And so thinking about, you know, all of the admin tasks that nonprofit organizations have to, that take us away from our mission work, how can we make that more streamlined and responsive to what nonprofits need versus solving an issue that organization may not have, but it's, you know, what a consultant might be an expert on.
Exactly, right.
And so the summit this year is designed to help nonprofit leaders be more comfortable managing and designing AI, because they're the ones that know their communities the best. They're the ones that have the solutions that are going to save those communities and help those communities. And so putting the tools in their hands to do that is our focus with AI. And we also know from the 120 nonprofit leaders we've trained in the last 24 months,
right,
that they
that's
saved
amazing. 120.
120.
That's a lot of people. Sorry, I was going to say, that's a lot of folks, man. Very cool. Congrats.
We've done 4 rounds of our AI for Social Impact cohorts, and each of them has 3 levels.
Okay.
And in those, the average participant saves 8 to 12 hours a week. And
so I believe it.
Thinking about we'll check the survey. Yeah. And there was one of the statistics we had is that 74% of participants think that AI can significantly decrease burnout and turnover because it takes away a lot of the energy and thought space heavy tasks off the plate so we can do more of our human-centered mission work. And so leveraging that in a climate where advocacy is more important than ever, where navigation of resources is more important than ever, keeping your volunteers and donors and board up to date is more important than ever, that's what we're here to do.
It's a huge thing. I think it's so important to show that people working within nonprofits can actually use these tools. You don't have mm-hmm. to be afraid of them. I mean, I can actually test myself. I'm built a few of my own AI agents.
I'll nice.
Put a little shout out to Rex Harris out there, who's taught me to build some things that just help my workflows tremendously. And so I just look at the power of what it can do for little old me, doing that across a nonprofit at other and higher levels. I mean, to me, it's just like, yeah, you can actually start
it
deploying this technology. Don't be afraid. You can embrace it. And I think of places like your organization, you have their back mm-hmm. and helping them actually do this.
Oh, 100%.
You've already trained 120. So I love the idea of it. Embrace this. Don't be afraid.
Because
I think there's like been a ton of fear out there. And I think being able to dedicate an entire summit to this really starts to alleviate some of that fear. Mm-hmm. Let people embrace it and be like, no, this is a tool that we can use and we're smart.
100%.
we can build.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that fear can be crippling in a lot of ways.
Paralyzing.
Well, it takes us out of the conversations where, like I said, like where these things are being designed. And so if we are kind of opting out of being part of the solution, then we can't possibly be part of it. And that might be obvious saying it out loud, but when a new technology or something comes up, like I said, nonprofits are the last considered. And so kind of flipping the script and centering the solution where the expertise is huge.
Oh my goodness. So Emily, I mean, I think about like Pittsburgh as being a town It has a lot of nonprofits, doesn't it? I mean, is it just me? Am I thinking correctly? I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, yes,
okay,
we do.
So we do have more nonprofits than, like, I don't know, Cleveland, maybe. Yes. I don't know. Okay. What are some stats on that? And there's got to be some crazy economic impact that goes with that, because
yeah,
there's a lot of us out there here in Pittsburgh.
Huge. No, I'm actually going to flip the question a little bit. How many nonprofits do you think are in Pittsburgh in our region?
I mean, I'm thinking about how many attendees you get to your event every year. Mm-hmm. Like maybe 400, 450 maybe?
That's a good guess in terms of the nonprofits that come to the summit.
Okay.
That's fair. We actually have 8,500 in Southwest PA.
Wow. That's like 8,500.
Yes. Across the region.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are. So at least my perceptions are correct.
Yes, they are. And it's good timing because PANO, which is the Pennsylvania Association of Nonprofit Organizations, just released a economic impact of nonprofits report. I highly encourage you to check it out on their website. I'm proud policy committee member. But in their report, they talk about the dollars that otherwise wouldn't be coming into our state without nonprofits, and the jobs that would not be created in our communities without nonprofits. And so nonprofits actually employ somewhere north of 14% of all employed individuals in Pennsylvania. Yep, 14% of PA jobs.
That's a chunk of people right there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huge. And with that, about 15.7% of the state's private sector jobs. And so thinking through the huge dollars that come into our economies, the money, you know, through income that is then recirculated in our local economies, we have a huge footprint, more than manufacturing in a lot of areas. And so it's really important to think about nonprofits not only as experts on their communities and the solutions that are most relevant to those communities, but as active contributing members to the economies driving that work.
Yeah. So the work you do is important.
I mean, that
keeps that sector vital. So we're glad you're out there doing it. It's a great place for us to take a break. I'm just so excited to have you here. In case you just joined in, we're talking to Emily Francis, who's the director of the Greater Pittsburgh Nonprofit Partnership, and they have their 2025 GPNP Summit coming up on December the 4th through the 6th. Go to ForbesFunds.org to check that out. And please register. Check it out. It's a great event. And then go to pghtech.org. Check out all the ways the Tech Council loves you. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. And I will see you on the backside of this quick commercial break. The Pittsburgh Technology Council has been helping our region's tech companies succeed since 1983. The Pittsburgh Technology Council helps its members meet new customers, hire top talent, make headlines, and have a strong voice in government. From startup to multinational, the PTC helps tech companies and advanced manufacturers of all sizes. See how we can help your venture grow at pghtech.org. That's pghtech.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes,
happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com. Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at TheKindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savior at Savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios.
Welcome back. I am so happy you're spending Sunday morning right here with me, Jonathan Kirsting. I'm with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and I'm giving you that front row seat to all the great things happening across Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. And I'm having a great time talking to Emily Francis, who's the director of the Greater Pittsburgh Nonprofit Partnership, and their summit is right around the corner, December 4th through the 6th. It is the AI Advocacy in Action. It's been 20 years you guys doing this, and AI is just, I mean, everyone's talking about it, but you guys are making it actionable and non-frightening and embracing for
absolutely
folks in the nonprofit industries that make up a good chunk of our economy here, as we just learned before the break, which is like crazy. I got schooled on the numbers, man. I'm like 450, like, no, 8,500. I'm like, okay, that's awesome. I'm really curious. You must have some great keynotes and speakers and stuff that are going to be happening. Can you give us a little taste of who's going to be stopping by?
So we're really excited. December 4th, that evening from 5 to 9 p.m., we're celebrating nonprofits. And our keynote opening that evening is actually going to be Matt Zieger, who is Chief Programs and Partnerships Officer at the GitLab Foundation. And GitLab Foundation is working on creating opportunities of upward mobility for low-income individuals. So from every single level of society, how can solutions be designed that are innovative, that are addressing the needs at their root cause? And we're then going to have a panel discussion, including participation from Lisa Schroeder, who's the president of the Pittsburgh Foundation, about, you know, philanthropic reaction to the time that we find ourselves in. And so, you know, AI and innovation, but also, you know, the state of nonprofit affairs and the needs for support that we have. What are some of the things that philanthropy is considering and really leading in this space locally?
Especially for Pittsburgh. I mean, think about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has got some amazing community of philanthropists.
Incredible.
I'm like, blah, blah, my words today, but like, so I want to hear about that. That sounds very interesting. I love it.
So that's 100%. Just the 4th.
Yeah.
So for the 5th, we're really excited to be joined by Amy Sample Ward, who is the CEO of N10, and their work is focused on changing how individuals, communities, nonprofit organizations can shift their relationship with technology, similar to GitLab, right, to solve community needs. You're probably seeing the trend here. And their keynote is going to be kicking off a policy town hall. And so the second part of that evening after Amy's keynote is going to be focused on engaging with elected officials on key issue areas. So thinking how breakout sessions and table leads, where each table is focused on, you know, one might be education, one might be housing, one might be food insecurity, which is a really important topic 100%.
Right now. Oh, yeah.
And thinking through how the elected officials, the nonprofits, the philanthropists, the employees and partners of these organizations can be having solutions-based conversations at each of those tables. After hearing from Amy Sample Ward, thinking about how those can be designed innovatively.
It's kind of building on this. I like that. Yeah.
Can't
very
wait.
Cool. And, very good stuff.
And based on those conversations the evening of the 5th, we're going to feed into two keynotes on the 6th, which is designed to be a series of workshops and really human-centered work driven by nonprofits who are leveraging that technology. And so Darian Rodriguez-Hateman is our breakfast keynote, and he is the founder of AI for Nonprofits and Helping People Help. And it's a fantastic focus on kind of what is a trend where you're seeing a lot of these AI experts mm-hmm. emerge on issue-specific solutions.
Okay.
And then our afternoon keynote that day is Vu Lay, who is the founder of Nonprofit AF, and it stands for what you think it stands for. And Vu is a wonderful advocate for our sector and talking about a really grounding conversation that is responsive to the environment for nonprofits right now. There are a lot of things competing for our priorities. There's a lot of things competing for resources that can go to nonprofits. And so how can we, again, flip the script on the heels of all these conversations about tech and innovation, keep the human center at the focus of that?
I like that.
And the collaborative. Thank you.
Very cool.
We're excited.
Great, great speakers. We only got a couple minutes left, but mm-hmm. you've been doing some tremendous work with Skill Builder.
Yeah.
Around using AI to connect our nonprofits. And this really blew my mind when I first learned about it. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this? And I just love the fact that you guys are just using some innovative tech, working with a startup company here in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. you know, in order to use AI to empower our nonprofits. Give us a little something here.
Skill Builder has designed agentic AI as individual agents representative of the voice, tone, and culture of a nonprofit organization. These are the 120 nonprofit leaders we've trained over the last year to really maximize
that. Right.
And we'll be talking about how those organizations that have those AI agents as anchors in their communities can refer using zero-second referrals to each other. So let's say, you know, the food bank is getting questions about housing insecurity, and that's not what they provide resources on, but they probably know somebody who does.
Exactly.
Rather than having to wait for a phone call or an email or a follow-up, their AI agent could connect to another organization's AI agent and make that referral seamless
Love
for the person
that.
Who needs help.
Oh, cool technology helping people's lives. This is very exciting with the idea of technology, you know, empowering through Skill Builder, you know, these nonprofits doing, you know, being able to connect and have their agents talk to each other as they build their agents. What if people want to get started and they just want some ideas, some cool tools and platforms that might be out there they could get to start with, just to even dabble with and see what the possibilities could even be?
Yeah, that's I love this question. And we have 15 tools that we introduce in each of the AI cohorts beyond Skill Builder
for the
level 3.
We're both jumping ahead here. I like level 3.
There's so many different ways you can use AI. And mm-hmm. I think for a lot of our organizations, you know, saving 8 to 12 hours a week is really attractive, and figuring out how you can maximize that time is our focus. And so we use a lot of LLMs, obviously, for like email drafting. So
language models, in case you don't know out there. Yes.
ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity. You know, I love Perplexity personally for research. This one is one that I think I see a lot of light bulbs go on for folks who are in the cohorts, because we're often asked, like, how is AI going to transform the nonprofit space? And, you know, for something like Perplexity, it might mean, you know, organizations are finding funders that are beyond where they would be applying for money previously. It also means they could identify board members based on, you know, leadership in the community. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a huge search engine with, you know, PhD researcher capacity to get your results in 30 seconds, right? But I also think that the reason it's so important that nonprofits are doing this is because I also see nonprofits as transforming the AI space. And in all this, you know, global conversation around the ethics of AI and how it can be used, you know, to decrease an organization's bottom line as a corporation, it can also be repurposed to make resources more identifiable, mm-hmm. increase awareness, access, and ability to navigate them, and bring, again, community solutions to the front designed by the people who are experts in those communities. And so leveraging Perplexity for that type of research
100%.
Matters.
And I love the idea of flipping it around to where, wow, the nonprofit world can actually impact AI.
100%.
How it's used. Come on, everyone, please check it out. Go to ForbesFunds.org. Go look for, of course, the 2025 DPNP Summit. A lot going on there. Emily Francis, thank you for hanging out with me today. This type of work, it's making Pittsburgh proud. Simple as that. Great
Thank
stuff,
you.
Man. Super fun. Oh, my goodness. So much fun being here for Tech Vibe. Thank you for listening this morning. Thanks for joining us and geeking out with us just a little bit. If you want more Tech Vibe, we have so many awesome interviews just like this. You can get them whenever you want. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for Tech Vibe. Have some fun learning about all the great things happening in Pittsburgh's tech sector. This has been Jonathan Kirsting. I'm with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. And the last time I checked, we just love helping tech companies succeed. Go to pghtech.org and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Get Tech Vibe wherever you get your podcasts and never miss a show. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. And we're always coming at you right from the Huntington Bank studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.